Logos. Gray segments rotate within a circle. A line of text slides up from below and spins around the circle, which turns into a C. The Criterion Collection. Sideshow. A carving of a head with two faces appears beside the text. Janus Films. Annecy Jury Award, Festival de Cannes, Annecy Audience Award. Dire. Three D lines on black slide into place, forming letters. UFO distribution. Colorful letters gather in a cluster, charades. A plus sign appears over glittering lights, then text. Canal Plus, premier partenaire de la création cinématographique en France. Ciné Plus. The Earth moves in front of the distant sun, then resolves into a sparkling sphere. Art.
Le film que vous allez voir est né sous une bonne étoile.
Text on a starry background reads, Your Images. Council of Europe. White text on blue, rtbf.be. Région Sud, Provence, Alpes, Côte d'Azur. CNC, Sofika Cinemage, Indie Films, La Banque Postale, Latvian Television, National Film Center of Latvia. Animated blue water fills the view, revealing a crown shape. It sweeps away, exposing white text. Sacrebleu Productions. Two V-shapes appear, pointing in opposite directions. White boxes slide over them, revealing the words, Take 5. An animated dot falls, creating colorful ripples that swirl into a fingerprint. Dreamwell Studio. In 3D animation, a puddle of water in a lush green forest reflects a sleek, dark gray cat with yellow eyes. It looks down into the puddle. The cat startles, pricking up its ears. A rabbit races past, splashing the cat. Cat's pupils narrow as it stares after the rabbit. Cat hides in the undergrowth. A small pack of dogs runs past. From its hiding place, cat lifts its head. Puffy clouds dot a patch of blue sky beyond the dense greenery of the trees above. Tiny white butterflies flit through the air. Below, a stone statue of a cat stands in a meadow. Cat approaches from behind the statue, standing about half its height. More cat statues dot the meadow. In the distance stands an enormous monument of a cat, sitting with its ears up and alert. A low golden sun glows between the trees. Cat continues through the meadow, passing more cat statues. One is posed in a big stretch, another flattened on the ground with its ears pricked up. The statues lead to a two-story brick-and-mud house with a round window above its front awning. Cat pauses to sniff a cat statue on its hind legs with a paw up in the air. It rubs against a statue of a seated cat, then continues toward the house. Cat hops up onto a boulder in front of the house. It leaps onto a slightly higher covered storage rack, then onto the awning. It crawls through a hole in the round window and onto a bed inside. Cat kneads its paws on the mattress. It lies down, curled up tightly, and gives a big yawn. Cat settles down and closes its eyes. Its ears glow a soft, translucent pink in the sun. Outside, greenery waves in the current of a body of clear water. Fish dart past as the title appears. Flow. The view rises to take in a sloping riverbank covered with soft green plants and tall trees. Cat moves down the slope toward the water. It pauses, looking around sharply. It trots to the water's edge and laps at the clear water. Cat runs off to hide. A brown shepherd dog with pointy ears trots into the water. A red and white Shiba Inu dog with a curly tail follows, along with a little gray Whippet dog, a big black Chow dog, and a yellow Lab dog. Brown dog snaps in the water. It catches a fish in its teeth. Red dog barks. Brown dog moves off to eat the fish. Red dog catches one. Black dog takes hold of red dog's fish. They tussle. The fish falls, flopping away in the soft greenery. Nearby, cat stalks cautiously toward the flopping fish. Cat leaps out and grabs the fish. Yellow dog stares at cat as the other dogs fight. The other dogs spot cat. Yellow dog barks, following their lead. Cat runs off with the fish in its mouth. The dogs chase cat. Cat tosses the fish. Brown dog keeps chasing cat, followed by the other dogs. Cat runs along the water with its eyes wide and ears back. Cat leaps onto several small green tufts, crossing the river. The dogs swim across, keeping cat in their sights. Cat races through a gully. The dogs chase it, led by Black Dog and Red Dog. Cat hops up onto a ledge on the side of the gully, out of the dog's reach, and continues running. The ledge ends. Cat jumps off. The dogs close in. Cat darts under a fallen log. The dogs get stuck. A rabbit watches as Cat runs past. The dogs shimmy under the log and run ahead. The rabbit dashes away. The dogs take off after it, disappearing into the distance. Cat creeps out from its hiding place and looks around warily. Cat looks up. Several large white birds fly overhead. Cat looks down into another puddle where the reflected birds pass against the cloud-dotted sky. The puddle ripples. The dogs run back toward Cat. Cat darts away. They barely glance at Cat as they race past. Cat watches them go, then looks in the other direction. A herd of deer barrels toward Cat. Cat cowers, dodging the hooves of the stampeding animals. Cat looks back to where the deer came from. Cat flattens its ears. The trees sway in the distance. A huge wave rushes toward Cat. Cat tumbles through murky green water. Cat's head breaks the surface. It frantically paddles its front paws, struggling to keep its head above the water. The water sweeps Cat past a tree trunk. Cat reaches out and catches hold of a branch. It climbs on, hunkering down as the water rushes past, mere inches away. Yellow dog rushes toward Cat. Yellow dog grabs onto Cat's branch. Cat arches its back and swipes at Yellow dog. The branch breaks, sweeping them both away. Cat bobs up and down in the rushing water. It paddles toward a bank and climbs out. The water laps up behind Cat. Cat hops away and shakes itself off. Keeping a cautious eye on the water, Cat moves away. Behind Cat, Yellow Dog climbs onto dry land. It shakes its fur and looks across the rushing water. Its pack stands gathered on the far side. Yellow Dog watches as Cat walks away up the slope. It pants, then cocks its head. Cat walks alone up a grassy slope. It turns, finding Yellow Dog following at a distance. Cat narrows its eyes and picks up its pace. Cat glares at Yellow Dog and bounds ahead. It runs past a pair of skinny yellow legs. Cat leaps up in shock. It cowers before a large bird with white plumage, a head and body resembling an eagle, and long skinny legs like a crane's, a secretary bird. The bird spreads its wings and approaches the terrified cat. Yellow Dog gets between them and barks at the bird. Cat runs away. Dog runs after it. Dog follows Cat through the meadow with the cat statues. Dog sniffs one of the statues, then runs in an excited little circle. Dog trots up behind Cat. Cat jumps onto the boulder and makes its way to the awning, leaving Dog on the ground. Dog sits, watching Cat expectantly. Cat hops toward the window. Dog's wagging tail stops and lowers. Inside the house, a cat sketch rests on a workbench beside a wooden carving of a cat. Fishing floats made from hollow blue glass in rope netting hang from the ceiling. Cat lies curled up on the bed by the broken window. It sits up and looks around. It stands and does a big stretch, bringing its chest toward the mattress and its butt in the air. Cat moves to the window. In the meadow, Dog relieves itself on one of the cat statues. Cat narrows its eyes. Dog looks up and spots Cat. Dog's tail wags wildly. Cat looks out toward the water with wide, watchful eyes. The water rises, slowly creeping up the legs of one of the cat statues. Further up the slope, near the house, Dog wags its tail, wearing an oblivious grin. Dog turns and looks behind it. It closes its mouth and tilts its head. The water encroaches on the meadow. Cat hops out onto the awning and regards the rising water. A wooden rowboat drifts toward the shore. Dog looks up at Cat. Cat spots the empty rowboat. The water level rises, welling up around a statue of a cat lying down. Cat looks down, preparing to jump off the awning. The other four dogs pop up out of the rowboat as it floats toward Dog. Cat recoils. Dog barks at Cat and turns back to the boat. As it drifts past, Dog jumps in, joining the rest of its pack. It turns, resting its paws on the side of the boat as it notices Cat still on the awning. The water slowly overtakes the statue of the cat with its paw in the air, first rising to cover its face, then its front leg. Cat approaches the water. It leaps to a dry patch, moving to higher ground. Cat takes a moment to look back at the house. It turns and looks up. On the huge, seated cat monument, wooden scaffolding climbs halfway up the statue's back. Cat, tiny on top of the multi-story sculpture, hops up the cat's back and onto its head. The view rotates around the statue. All around it, water stretches out in a calm, reflective sheet all the way to the distant mountains. Cat perches between the monument's enormous ears, looking around at the unbroken stretch of water. In the house, the rising water lifts the sketch from the workbench. It climbs up the cat carving, sending little curls of whittled wood floating away. The water rises past the awning. It approaches the top of the cat monument's head. Cat paces, agitated. It flattens its ears as it pokes a paw toward the creeping water, then quickly withdraws. It turns, surrounded by water on all sides. It leaps in surprise. In the distance, a huge sea monster, like a whale with many fins, breaks the water's surface. Cat hunches down, watching as the sea monster's long body glides past, giving way to a large, forked tail. Sea monster slips back beneath the water. Cat sits up and looks around helplessly. One of the glass fishing floats drifts past, bobbing on the surface of the water. Cat watches it, then squints into the low sun. A small wooden boat with a tattered orange sail floats nearby. Cat recoils at the encroaching water. It shakes its paw as the water touches it. Cat climbs up one of the monument's enormous ears. It balances at the top and looks toward the sailboat. Cat looks in panic at the rising water, then back toward the boat. Cat arches its back, picking up its tail as the water rises over its paws. The water reaches Cat's chest. The boat floats past. Several bumpers dangle from its side. Cat leaps and climbs onto the side of the boat. It looks over and freezes. A furry, dog-sized animal resembling a guinea pig, a capybara, looks back at it. Cat leaps down into the boat. The chunky capybara slowly approaches Cat. Cat arches its back and retreats, flattening its ears. It swats at capybara. Capybara leans in to sniff Cat. Capybara sits and scratches its neck with its hind leg. It lies down and gives a big yawn. It flops onto its side and snoozes. Cat relaxes, staring at capybara. The setting sun paints a glittering golden strip along the surface of the water. In moonlight, soft swells gently rock the boat. An empty pail rolls back and forth along the boat's weathered planks, covered in flaking paint. Cat sits crouched in the stern, by the boat's wooden tiller handle. Capybara sleeps in the bow, near the ledge of a seat. A hand mirror lies nearby. Rain begins to fall. Capybara moves under the shelter of the ledge. It rolls onto its back and looks toward Cat. Cat remains hunched in the rain at the far end of the boat. Capybara goes to sleep. Cat shakes itself and cautiously approaches. Keeping an eye on capybara, Cat shelters under the ledge on the other side of a wooden support post. Cat lies down with its large yellow eyes fixed on capybara. In the rainy sky, colorful auroras glow in shades of blue, green, and orange. Cat wakes in daylight. Capybara snoozes by the ledge. Cat hops up onto the side of the boat and looks out toward the treetops jutting up out of the water surrounding them. Cat jumps lightly back onto the floor of the boat. It eyes the hand mirror and crouches down. Cat sniffs. Flies buzz around capybara. Cat cleans itself, licking its paw and grooming its face. It lies down to lick its hind leg. Cat startles. It It scurries under the ledge and hides, looking up at the weathered planks above it. A long, black-and-white striped tail swishes down over the ledge. Then a little pointy mammal face appears, with black rings framing its round yellow eyes. It pops up out of view. Cat cautiously steps out from under the ledge to find the monkey-like animal, a ring-tailed lemur, hopping around on top. The lemur jumps off the boat and scurries into a tree. Cat watches it go. The sailboat drifts onward past the treetops. It approaches a series of towering columns made of carved stone. Cat sits on the bow, gazing ahead. One of the secretary birds swoops past, skimming the water. Cat watches as another of the large, long-legged birds lands on top of one of the columns and drops some food for its small gray chick. Cat looks around, wide-eyed. It flinches, flattening its ears as another bird swoops past. Cat looks over the side of the boat. Dozens of colorful fish dart through the green-tinted water below. Cat leans over, tracking their movements with wide pupils. A secretary bird lands on the boat. Cat loses its footing and falls into the water. It struggles to get a grip on the passing boat, clawing at the side and one of the bumpers. It catches onto the side and climbs up, peering into the boat. The large, lanky bird leans down, inspecting the sleeping capybara. Capybara goes back to sleep. Another bird glides past. Cat hangs off the side of the boat, watching the bird. Cat turns and stares at all the passing fish. Cat jumps into the water. It paddles its front feet and gets its head above the surface. It ducks back under, swimming against the stream of fish. Cat surfaces, shaking its head dry. Cat turns to find the boat some distance away. Cat paddles after it. A bird flaps rapidly toward Cat. Cat ducks underwater. The bird's clawed feet snatch at the surface, missing Cat. Cat swims back to the surface and paddles toward the boat. It turns just as a bird swoops in from behind. The bird flies off, empty-handed. Cat floats underwater, cautiously scanning the surface as fish dart past. Cat slowly sinks as it looks from side to side, watching for more birds. Cat looks down. Its eyes go wide as it paddles frantically for the surface. Cat plunges further down into the murky water, growing smaller and smaller. Cat's yellow eyes close. It goes limp, drifting with the current. A massive shadow looms in the deep. It moves toward Cat. The sea monster surfaces with Cat on its enormous head. Cat coughs and shakes itself. It looks back. The sea monster's flat, forked tail, like a whale's with two extra fins, slaps the water. Cat cautiously paws at the monster. A secretary bird swoops down, catching Cat in its claws. Cat looks down as they glide over the boat. The bird flies ahead toward a distant cluster of tall, rocky spires, backlit by the bright sun. Cat looks down. Three more birds fly below, looking up at Cat. Cat flails. The bird releases Cat. Cat falls, twisting through the air. It plunges toward the sailboat below. Cat claws the sail on its way down and plops into the boat, trembling. Capybara lies in its spot under the ledge. Cat flattens itself. A secretary bird stands in the boat, gazing at Cat. It cocks its head curiously and raises its crest of white feathers at the back of its head. Cat slinks backward, terrified. The bird takes off. Cat timidly watches it go. The boat glides ahead. Cat pops up at the bow, looking over the front of the boat. A hand appears to rise up over the side of the boat. As it passes a partly sunken statue, the hand looms overhead. The statue's bald head stands beyond, with water coming up to its mouth. Cat regards it as the boat passes. Cat looks ahead. The rocky spires tower in the distance. Cat's tail swishes back and forth as it takes in the surroundings. The boat angles toward a tumble-down ruin standing just above the water's surface. Cat looks back and notices something. It trots along the side of the boat to a seat at the stern where Capybara sits by the tiller. Cat eyeballs Capybara. Cat pops its paws up onto the tiller. It strains as it pushes, trying to steer them away from the ruin. Capybara hops off the seat and moves onto the other ledge at the front of the boat. The boat turns, bumping into the ruins and briefly knocking Capybara off its feet. A wide-eyed, monkey-like face pops up from behind one of the ruins' large stone blocks, the ring-tailed lemur. Lemur sniffs Capybara. Lemur turns and hops up a set of stone steps in its ruin, which is littered with glass bottles, lanterns, shells, and other detritus. Lemur comes back down the stairs with a spoon and puts it in a basket with several other items. It selects a shell and puts that in too. In the boat, Cat pushes on the tiller as Lemur puts more objects in its basket. Capybara stands by the basket, watching impassively. Lemur glares at Capybara and busies itself with putting more items in the basket. Capybara headbutts Lemur, nudging it toward the boat. Lemur eyes Capybara and continues adding things to the basket. Capybara helps, picking up a jar in its mouth and dropping it in. Lemur gives Capybara a skeptical look. Capybara bites onto a basket handle and pulls the basket toward the boat. Lemur grabs the other handle, trying to keep the basket in place. Overpowering Lemur, Capybara drags the basket onto the boat as water sloshes over the edge of the ruin. Lemur looks around anxiously at the water rising around its treasures, then at the boat. Capybara looks back at Lemur. Lemur hesitates. It jumps onto the boat. It looks out at several of its precious bottles, now floating in the water. Water now covers the floor of the ruin. The ruin recedes as the boat floats on. The lemur gazes back wistfully. Capybara stands in the boat by Lemur's toppled basket. Lemur hops down and studies the basket. It turns the basket right side up and takes stock of its remaining treasures. It picks up the spoon from the bottom of the boat and replaces it in the basket. Cat approaches. It retches. Cat coughs up a hairball. Lemur stares. Cat gives Lemur a challenging glare, then moves under the ledge. Capybara picks up the hand mirror in its mouth, offering it to Lemur. Lemur takes it and gazes into its reflective surface. Cat dozes under the ledge. It lifts its head. It gives a sleepy blink as Lemur's basket slides toward it. Cat cat grudgingly moves to the other side of the support post, making room for Lemur and the basket. Lemur's tail swishes in Cat's face. Cat moves into the sunlight, shooting a sharp look at Lemur. By the tiller, Capybara rests its front paws on the edge of the boat and looks over the side. The boat glides past several stalks full of ripe bananas hanging from a tree. Capybara stretches out and grabs a stalk in its mouth. The stalk comes free. Capybara jumps down into the bottom of the boat and lays down the stalk. Cat eyes the stalk, then jumps over it. Capybara bites off a banana and drops it in front of Cat. Cat peers at the banana, then moves toward the seat below the tiller. Cat drags its claws along the wood. Later, near some half-eaten bananas, Capybara gets to its feet. It walks toward the ledge where Lemur stands guarding its basket. Capybara flops over for a nap, knocking over the basket. Lemur glowers as it collects its spilled treasures. Meanwhile, Cat hops onto the ledge. It climbs nimbly up the mast, passing the horizontal wooden boom at the bottom of the sail, then the diagonal spar at the top of the sail. Cat perches on top of the mast and looks around. The distant stone spires loom ahead of the boat, somewhat closer than before. Cat gives a big yawn. Gray clouds gather over waving treetops. Below, in a misty forest clearing, scores of deer move in concentric circles around a central point. The view moves in closer to reveal Cat in the center, wide-eyed and fearful among the huge, oblivious animals. Stone spires stand beyond the herd, now closer than ever. Cat keeps its ears low, its gaze darting quickly at the animals surrounding it. A huge wave of water rushes in. Cat wakes in sunlight, nearly falling off the mast. It looks over to find a windmill at the top of a nearby slope. Cat shimmies down the mast as the boat nears the shore. In the bottom of the boat, Lemur gazes at its reflection while Capybara sleeps. Cat moves along the side of the boat, glancing at the distant stone spires ahead of them. Cat pushes the tiller, turning the boat parallel to the shore. The boat stops, caught on a submerged bit of land. Lemur leaps overboard, then Capybara. Cat watches them from the side of the boat. Lemur trots along the grassy shore, dotted with small white flowers. It stops, staring at another glass fishing float bobbing in the water. Lemur looks from side to side. It grabs the float and hugs it tightly to its chest. Nearby, Capybara chews on some food. It flicks one of its tiny ears, then goes in for another bite of vegetation. Cat watches Capybara, then scans the grass. Dog gallops over with a big, goofy smile. It wags its tail and runs in a happy circle, pacing around the wary cat. Dog turns to find Capybara standing in its way. Capybara sniffs dog's nose. Nearby, Lemur rolls the float past Cat. Cat stands in the shallows, hunting the colorful fish that swim past. cat tracks a small school of them along a narrow waterway. The fish swim in a circle. Cat crouches down, preparing to pounce. Dog splashes through, scaring the fish. It approaches lemur, who struggles to get the float up over the side of the boat. Dog sniffs the float. Lemur pulls it away, baring its teeth. Dog follows lemur, wagging its tail. Cat looks back into the water, now empty of fish. It looks up and arches its back. The secretary bird looms over Cat, holding a fish in its beak. The bird sets the fish on the grass. Cat looks between the bird and the fish. It cautiously approaches the fish, looking up at the bird. A second, larger bird lands, looking between them. It raises its crest and flaps. Cat withdraws, leaving the fish. A chick lands between the two adult birds. The larger bird moves menacingly toward the smaller, friendly bird. The chick takes the fish. The larger bird takes off, followed by the chick. Cat and the friendly bird look at each other. The bird takes off after its fellows. Cat climbs a grassy slope and stops at the top of a rise. Below, more of the birds gather in the flower-speckled grass. Three chicks stand together, flapping their wings at one another. Three adults nearby do the same. As Cat watches, Dog and Lemur rush up behind it. The three mammals tumble down the slope, coming to rest among the chicks. One of the larger adults turns, noticing the intruders. It flaps its wings. It lowers its head and stalks threateningly toward the small, cowering mammals, all standing below the height of the bird's knobby knees. Cat takes off running, darting past the other birds. The large, gangly birds take flight. Cat sprints through the grass, its eyes wide in terror. The birds fly after it. Cat comes to the edge of the water and stops. The birds land behind Cat, trapping it. Cat flattens its ears and crouches low. The large bird flaps and steps toward Cat. The friendly bird gets between them, protecting Cat. The larger bird looms over the smaller one. Its crest feathers prickle up on the back of its head. Cat looks up at them, blinking its wide eyes. The birds flap into the air, facing each other. They fight, swiping and pushing each other with their long legs and pecking with their sharp beaks. Cat and the other birds watch from below. A smaller, friendly bird sinks to the ground, landing with its wings spread out flat. The larger bird stands over it. The larger bird stomps the friendly bird's face into the grass. The larger bird looks to both sides. Two other birds approach. They each step on one of the friendly bird's wings, immobilizing them. The larger bird stomps the friendly bird's wing, injuring it. The three birds walk away. The friendly bird struggles to lift its drooping head. It slowly gets to its feet. The other birds take off into the sky. The friendly bird follows them, holding its injured wing out stiffly. The friendly bird glides ahead for a short distance, then lands, unable to go any farther. It looks at its injured wing, then at its flock, retreating into the distance. Cat steps through the gently waving grass toward the injured bird. It gently rubs against bird's leg and sits. Bird glances down at it, then gazes out toward the low sun sinking behind the distant stone spires. Capybara plods toward them and sits beside Cat. Bird walks off to the right. Cat follows it. They approach the boat as Lemur rolls its glass float into the hull. Lemur hops onto the side of the boat and regards Bird. Bird gives the boat a slight push, then gets in. Cat follows. Capybara glances back. Dog trots up behind it. Capybara jumps and hauls itself into the boat. Dog gets in as the boat drifts toward the setting sun. At night, Dog and Lemur sleep beneath the ledge. Dog twitches in its sleep. Cat lies curled on top of the ledge by the mast. It covers its ears, then wakes, glaring. Cat looks out over the boat and perks up. As more pastel auroras glow in the sky, Cat approaches the tiller, operated by Bird. Cat hops onto the seat by the tiller and stretches, arching its back. It lies down and yawns, settling into sleep. In daylight, Dog stands staring at the sleeping cat with its tongue hanging out of its grinning mouth. Cat cracks open its eye. It turns its head and lies back down. Dog moves toward the ledge at the bow where Capybara and Lemur sleep. Dog snuffles around in Lemur's basket and puts a paw on the side, knocking it over. A small wooden fishing bobber, resembling a toy top, falls out, rolling back and forth in front of Cat. Cat's eyes go wide. It hunches down, preparing to strike. Dog tromps over and retrieves the bobber. Cat hops onto the side of the boat. It looks at Bird, who stares ahead with one foot on the seat and the other on the tiller. Cat tries to stand on two legs like Bird. Cat falls overboard, mildly startling Bird. Cat climbs back up and looks down sheepishly. It shakes its head dry. It looks over to where Dog lies in the boat, chewing on the bobber. Lemur comes over, glaring, and snatches the bobber away. Cat moves to the ledge as Lemur takes treasures from its basket. It studies a shell and sets it on the ledge, then bites a metal key. Cat pushes the shell off the ledge. Lemur grabs the shell, hugging it tight. It bares its teeth at the retreating cat. Shadows from the treetops slide over the boat's orange sail as it glides toward the rocky spires. Lemur gnaws on a spoon. It perks up. It looks over the side of the boat. Another boat runs parallel with more lemurs on board. Lemur waves. The lemur boat angles toward them. Lemur stares at the spoon, then darts away. The lemurs on the other boat wear pieces of detritus. One wears a pot lid as a hat. Another, wearing a round, crown-like item, leaps onto the boat, along with two others. Lemur holds up the hand mirror. The other lemurs stare at it. Cat emerges, swiping at them. The lemurs return to their boat. Lemur and Cat scowl at each other. Lemur goes to the side of the boat. The other lemur boat pulls away. Lemur's ears droop. Now clear of the treetops, the boat glides along against a backdrop of green mountains with rolling, textured terrain. Bird sits in the boat, sleeping. Cat works the tiller with its front paws, standing on the seat with its hind legs. The boat rocks violently as it hits a stone railing. It continues ahead, past the partly submerged railing. Bird shoots a look at Cat and takes control of the tiller. Dog, lemur, and Cat look over the side of the boat. Ahead of them stands a city made of pale stone with blocky buildings all crowded together, sticking up out of the water. Beyond, the rocky spires stretch into the sky above a bank of thick fog. The boat sails along at a clip over the calm, rippling water. At the tiller, Bird looks up at the tallest central spire standing over the city. The boat sails through a covered archway between two buildings. The classical buildings feature facades with multiple arches and elaborate carved decorations. Cat's wide yellow eyes take it all in from the bow of the boat. Cat looks down into the water. It looks back as Bird moves the tiller. The boat turns, approaching a dead end. Cat looks back. Bird moves the tiller, turning the boat down another flooded street. Cat looks up at a massive arch ahead of them with a crumbling stone banister along the top. On one of the buildings above them, a pulley sticks out of the stone wall. Bird looks up as they pass beneath it. Another pulley sits mounted ahead. The top of the diagonal spar supporting the sail skims dangerously close to a textured stone wall as Bird navigates the narrow passage. From the bow, Cat glances back sharply. Bird carefully steers them away from the wall toward the end of the narrow passage. They emerge into a stretch of open water dotted with treetops. As they turn right, the rocky spires come into view with a clear path between them and the boat. Dog rests its paws on the side of the boat. It hops down, wagging its tail. Lemur sits near the bow, gazing out over the side. Dog grabs the netting around the blue glass float and drags it out of the basket. It sets the float on the seat near Bird and sits, ready to play. Bird kicks the float. Dog retrieves the float and sets it in front of Bird. Bird kicks the float into the water. Lemur spots the float. It scampers to the stern and looks plaintively at Bird. Bird ignores lemur. Lemur tugs at the tiller, then at Bird's leg. Lemur pauses to check on the float, then tugs at the tiller again. Cat, capybara, and dog all stare at lemur and Bird. Lemur looks back toward the receding float, distressed. Lemur leaps onto Bird's neck. Bird flaps, trying to throw lemur off. Cat and capybara intervene. They get knocked overboard. Cat paddles toward the surface. The boat lurches. Bird falls. Bird stands, now free of lemur, and looks up. The tall spar of the sail is caught in a tree. A yellow fruit plops into the boat. Lemur and Bird look at each other. Bird flaps its wings angrily and kicks over lemur's basket. Bird returns to the tiller, moving it back and forth. Nothing happens. Dog and lemur look over the side of the boat. Cat paddles slowly toward them. Next to it, capybara takes a breath and ducks underwater. Cat does the same. Scores of fish swim in the clear, dim water. Cat resurfaces. Cat swims deeper among the multitude of colorful fish. Nearby, capybara swims confidently through the water. Cat floats under the water, staring at all the fish. They swim in a wide circle around Cat, their colors flashing in the sunlight. Capybara surfaces. Lemur stares at the float. Capybara turns and makes its way toward the float. Underwater, Cat softly treads its paws, staring as though hypnotized by the scores of fish. Cat startles and frantically paddles to the surface. It climbs back onto the boat and crouches there, breathing heavily. Capybara draws closer to the float. On the other side of the float, the sea monster's fin breaks the water's surface. Capybara turns and heads back without the float. It climbs onto the boat, joining the other animals. They look out over the side of the boat. The sea monster leaps out of the water. Its long body arcs through the air, sporting a multitude of fins and whiskers. It plunges back in with a mighty splash, sending a swell toward the boat. The boat rocks, then comes free from the tree branch. Bird takes the tiller. The boat continues ahead toward the spires. Cat stares at the massive form of the sea monster as it returns to the depths. The boat floats on the placid water, pointed toward the spires. In the boat, Lemur sniffs the snoozing capybara. Lemur shakes its head sharply. It smushes one of the flies buzzing around capybara, then licks its hands. Capybara sneezes, startling Lemur. Nearby, dog and cat doze in the sun. They both wake. Cat yawns. Dog does the same. Cat stretches out its front paws and sticks its butt in the air. Dog mimics cat. Cat walks away, unimpressed. Lemur sits serenely on the ledge by the mast with its eyes closed and its hands outstretched. Its tail swishes over the side of the ledge. Below, Cat opens its eyes and watches Lemur's tail moving back and forth. Cat's pupils grow large as it crouches, preparing to strike. Lemur's eyes fly open. It looks over the edge, scowling as Cat lies on its back, batting Lemur's tail back and forth. Lemur pulls its tail free and gives an indignant look. Still on its back, Cat looks over to find Dog in the same position. Cat rolls right side up. Lemur sits in the bottom of the boat, staring into the hand mirror. It closes one eye, then the other. It glances back, then looks into the mirror. Behind it, the mirror shines a dot of light onto the inside of the boat. Cat chases the dot, pouncing each time it moves. Cat turns, eyeballing the mirror. Cat tackles Lemur. Fish swim just under the surface of the water. On the boat, Cat stares down, wide-eyed. It jumps. Bird's crest feathers prick up. A blue and yellow striped fish swims alone. Ahead, Cat paddles through the calm blue water. Cat spots the fish and snaps it up. With the fish in its jaws, Cat paddles hard for the surface. Cat grips the side of the boat with its claws and climbs up the weathered wood. It leaps onto the ledge and sets down the fish near the mast. Cat licks the fish, then gnaws at it. Cat pauses, looking back. It hops back up onto the side of the boat. It leaps into the water. Cat swims with strong strokes under the surface and catches a shiny orange and blue fish. Cat swims back toward the surface. It climbs onto the boat. It hops lightly onto the ledge and drops the second, smaller fish beside the first. Cat goes back in and nabs a tiny green and yellow fish. It drops the fish with the others and jumps back in the water. Cat watches as dozens of fish streak past. It catches a small red and white fish. Cat adds the new fish to the pile and hops back in. Cat catches more fish, adding them to the growing pile. Later, dog lies in the boat. It looks over at Cat and lifts its head. Cat happily eats one of its many fish. Dog looks at Cat, hopefully wagging its tail. Cat looks between its fish and dog. Cat selects a tiny fish and drops it off the ledge. Dog gulps it down, licking its chops. Cat looks over at bird, still patiently working the tiller. Cat brings over a small fish and drops it near bird. The fish gleams in the sunlight. Cat sits for a moment, looking at bird, then returns to its pile of fish. In a light rain, the boat passes the top of a submerged tower, its bell nearly level with the boat. Bird stays at the tiller, gazing ahead impassively. Lemur, cat, dog, and capybara shelter under the ledge. Cat perks up, then lowers its head. Cat and dog both wake. Cat hops up onto the side of the boat. In the bell tower, the four other dogs from the pack stare out at them. Dog looks out toward its companions. Dog turns back toward bird, who keeps the tiller steady. Cat stares out at the dogs, then joins dog, staring at bird. Capybara climbs up onto the seat, pushing the tiller toward the bell tower. Bird keeps it steady. The boat glides onward. The stranded dogs move to a closer opening in the tower, facing the boat. Dog and capybara stare at bird. Cat approaches bird, joining dog and capybara's plea. Bird steps away from the tiller. Capybara pushes the handle, steering them toward the tower. Dog looks over the side toward its pack. Cat regards bird, staring out at the stranded pack. Bird shoots cat a look. The boat draws closer. Cat keeps its gaze fixed on bird. As the boat approaches, brown dog jumps in first. Hulking black dog follows, then curly-tailed red dog and skinny little gray dog. Dog and brown dog wag their tails, sniffing each other's butts. Bird sits at the bow near the mast, gazing ahead with a tired eye. Cat sits beside bird, looking up at it. Bird scares cat away. Meanwhile, brown dog slurps up the rest of cat's fish. It licks the boards and gives cat an oblivious look, then returns to its fellows. Black dog inspects lemur, then noses the basket. Lemur leaps out, protecting its treasure. Red dog and black dog bear down. Lemur bares its teeth. The dogs move away. Lemur shoos them off, glaring. Cat looks up as the boat nears a huge carved column. The boat rocks. Capybara pushes the tiller hard to one side. Lemur looks toward its spilled basket. behind it. Red dog picks up the hand mirror in its teeth. Lemur and dog struggle to get it back. Black dog helps red dog. The handle breaks off, ending the tug of war. Lemur picks up the mirror and gazes into its shattered surface. Cat narrows its eyes at the other dogs, then shoots a sharp look at dog. Dog looks away meekly. Cat hops up onto the ledge, shooting a cutting look toward the pack. It leaps onto the mast and climbs up. Below, dog noses the mirror handle toward lemur. Lemur looks sadly at the broken mirror. High above, cat perches on top of the mast. Later, a small empty rowboat drifts toward them. Cat looks down into its ruined interior, with broken seats and missing planks in the hull. Cat scans the water around them, littered with broken boats and scraps of wood. The rocky spires loom just ahead, cloaked in gray clouds. The water churns in a fierce storm. Violent swells propel the ship toward the murky, jagged slopes of the spires ahead. Cat keeps its perch atop the swaying mast, clinging to the weathered wood. Below, lemur holds tightly to its basket as the pail rolls back and forth. Capybara keeps its grip on the tiller. On the mast, cat looks up with big, round eyes at the menacing towers of rock. Below, bird sounds a warning to capybara. The boat veers close to the base of a spire. Capybara strains, pushing hard on the tiller. The handle snaps off, leaving the tiller useless. The boat skims close to the rough base of the spire. The boat judders. Cat falls, twisting in the air. It lands hard on its side. The scene goes black. Capybara noses the limp cat under the ledge, where the other mammals shelter from the rain. Cat opens its eyes, swaying back and forth. Dog and lemur look on with concern. Bird hops onto the side of the boat. It flies off, flapping unevenly in the wind. Cat crawls out, staring after bird. Cat hops onto the side of the rocking boat and looks out into the mist. Bird is gone. The boat rocks. Cat falls. Cat paddles upward through the pitch dark water. It looks around, perking up its ears. Cat swims toward a staircase leading straight up out of the water. A dark lantern, like a streetlight, stands nearby. On the stairs, cat shakes itself dry and looks back. The boat floats far behind. Cat looks up. Another lantern stands by the stone stairs, which lead up and out of sight. Cat trots up the stairs. Strings of small flags flap, hanging over the steps. Squared-off stone buildings stand alongside the stairs as cat ascends. Cat continues up the stairs, tiny against the enormous stone spire. An aerial view reveals the staircase spiraling around as it ascends, containing hundreds and hundreds of steps up to the top of the spire. Kat continues upward through the mist. Kat pauses and looks back. Fog shrouds the view below. Kat continues, bounding up the steps. Kat ascends past a multi-tiered tower. The steps continue up and around the stone spire that reaches high into the gray clouds. At the very top, Kat steps onto a flat, stony expanse. Bird stands some distance away. Kat's eyes go wide. Bird stares up into the gray clouds. Kat approaches Bird from behind. Bird gives a slight start, then looks down at Kat. They both gaze upward. Kat looks aside as something catches its eye. Droplets of water rise from the stone in perfect shimmering spheres. Kat and Bird watch as the droplets float upward all around them. Kat slowly rises from the stone, hovering in midair. Bird pedals its feet as it floats up beside Kat. A rippling veil of light appears above them in soft hues of pink, blue, and orange. Points of light glow all around them like stars. Floating on its back, Kat glances around, lightly pawing at the air. It looks over at Bird. Bright, warm light shines from above. Bird and Kat both float upward through a tunnel formed by the shimmering colors toward the bright light. Bird stretches out its wings and flaps. Kat sinks as Bird continues toward the light with its wings outstretched. Kat paws at the air. Kat falls gently back toward a flat disc in the middle of the spire top, surrounded by geometric patterns carved into the rock. Kat looks up toward Bird. Bird disappears, engulfed by the warm, bright light. The shimmering lights and glowing dots swirl all around. The lights slowly dim and vanish, leaving Kat alone on top of the spire. Kat stares up with big, shining eyes at the gray clouds overhead. Kat flicks its tail, keeping its gaze fixed intently on the sky. It looks around, then drops into a slight crouch. It moves to the edge of the flat disc and gazes into a pool of water collected in the stone. Kat looks up, its ears alert. It bounds gracefully down the stone steps, two at a time. Far below, the boat floats in the dark water. Kat approaches the water lapping at the bottom steps and stops. The boat is gone from view. Kat swims through the choppy water, pursuing the distant boat. Kat struggles in the water, bobbing in the swells. Paddles furiously toward the boat's sail, barely visible over the rising and falling water. The glass float bobs nearby. Kat paddles toward it. It grips the netting around the float, keeping its upper half out of the water. Kat looks back at the distant shore, then toward the receding boat. Keeping a firm grip on the float, it paddles its back legs. Past the smaller outer spires, Cat looks out over the water. The float rolls back. Cat hauls itself back up out of the water and sharply shakes its head. Its ears and eyelids droop. It dozes off, gripping the float, alone in the water. Cat's ears prick up. It opens its eyes as the float rocks. A treetop appears nearby. Cat holds tight to the float as the water level rapidly falls, revealing more submerged trees. Cat looks around in alarm. The huge trees seem to grow up out of the water all around Cat. Their massive limbs shake and rustle high overhead. Cat struggles to keep its grip on the float in the turbulent water. A grassy knoll appears as if by magic as the water falls around it, leaving Cat and the float on dry land. Cat nervously looks around at the emerging landscape. The water recedes into a huge crack in the earth. The tree slowly falls as the stone beneath it crumbles. More trees sway and topple. Stone and earth collapse into the growing gorge as the water drains down into it. Cat scurries along the green ground beneath the mossy overhang of a fallen tree. It sniffs the ground, then runs ahead. Water cascades down a rocky slope near a heap of toppled trees. Cat makes its way through the mossy branches of a fallen tree, still dripping with water. It looks around and sniffs as it goes. It trots ahead through the vivid green landscape. It passes an ancient, towering tree with moss hanging from its thick branches. Further along, Cat encounters a toppled basket. Several of Lemur's treasures rest nearby. Cat sniffs the basket. Cat perks up. It runs ahead, pausing near a bottle lying in the grass. It bounds onward. A hollow horn rests by the base of a large tree. Cat sniffs it. Cat moves toward the noise. It hops up the slope of a ridge, then looks down over the far edge into a huge stone amphitheater, overgrown with greenery. A ring-tailed lemur passes just below, with a baby on its back. The lemur looks up at Cat, then continues on its way. Another lemur sits and licks its paw. Cat passes more lemurs as it moves down the tiered, curving steps forming the seats of the amphitheater. One lemur regards Cat curiously. Another scurries away. A pair of lemurs tense up and glare as Cat passes. Cat reaches the ground-level, U-shaped stage of the amphitheater. Three lemurs scatter as Cat goes by. Cat approaches a short stone column, like a lectern, on the sunken stage, covered in moss and greenery. A group of lemurs sit gathered in the hollow of the column. Several of them are the lemurs from the other boat, wearing their hat and crown. They all surround Lemur, who holds up the broken hand mirror. The others look curiously at Cat. Lemur glances over, then returns its attention to the hand mirror. Cat bows its head. It sadly moves away from the lemurs. Lemur looks up, watching Cat go. Cat pauses and glances back. Lemur quickly looks at the mirror. With its ears flat, Cat slinks away. Lemur stares after it. Alone, Cat plods slowly through the forest. Lemur runs up behind it. Cat stops. Lemur does a happy little hop and frolics ahead. Cat stares. Lemur looks back. Lemur lopes ahead. Cat follows. Cat and lemur run through the forest together. Cat stops on a ridge overlooking a deep, misty canyon. Some distance ahead, the orange sail of the boat glows in the hazy sunlight, caught in a tree at the edge of the canyon. Cat and lemur race alongside the canyon, heading for the boat. It hangs suspended over the abyss with its mast caught on a tree branch. Cat and lemur look up at it. Dog pops up over the hull, followed by the other dogs and capybara. Cat joins lemur near the edge of the canyon below the suspended boat. The mast hangs tenuously caught on a branch. The dogs hop up and down in excitement. The boat falls, getting caught on a lower branch. It swings back and forth over the misty depths of the canyon. The dogs look over, now nearly level with Cat and lemur. Red dog jumps out, joining them on solid ground. Brown dog follows, then gray dog, black dog, and dog. Capybara rests its paws on the bow of the boat. The tree bends, sliding toward the canyon. Capybara now hangs several feet below the edge. Cat looks up. It carefully climbs its way up the tree. It pads out onto a branch where a rope attached to the front of the boat hangs. The branch shudders. Cat hunkers down. The boat lurches. Cat slowly slides the free end of the rope over the branch. It drops beside lemur and the dogs. Lemur waves. Lemur tosses the rope to dog, who bites down on it. The others follow dog's lead. Lemur and the dogs pull, heaving the boat closer to the edge. Cat's branch breaks. Cat falls. Capybara catches Cat and hauls it into the boat. The dogs and lemur pull. Behind them, a rabbit darts past. Brown dog drops the rope. Brown dog runs off after the rabbit, followed by red dog, gray dog, and black dog. Dog lets go of the rope and gazes after the pack. It turns back and grabs the rope, pulling the boat back toward the edge. Lemur grips the rope, whipped around by the force of dog's pulling. Cat and capybara jump onto the ground. The tree gives way. It and the boat plunge into the canyon, disappearing into the mist far below. Dog gives a goofy grin and runs in a happy little circle. Lemur hops. Dog licks Cat, then lemur. Cat recoils. Capybara and Cat share a look. Dog licks capybara. Lemur shoves dog, knocking them all over. Dog licks Cat. Lemur hops onto dog's back. Cat stares wide-eyed. A herd of deer sprints by just ahead of them. Watches in terror as the animals run past. Ears up and eyes round, Kat stares at the place the deer came from, then where they went. Kat runs after the deer, leaving the others behind. It looks up. The stone spires loom ahead. Kat approaches a clearing. The sea monster lies on the grass, heaving. Kat stares. It takes a few cautious steps, then runs toward the huge, beached animal. Kat looks up into the sea monster's wise blue eye with a touch of yellow around its pupil. It blinks slowly, looking back at Kat. Kat pads closer to the sea monster and rubs its head against the animal's massive gray jaw. The sea monster blinks. Its side rises and falls with every labored breath. Kat looks sadly at the nearby spires, then at the dying monster. Lemur, Dog, and Capybara stand at the edge of the clearing. Kat glances at them, then looks down. It takes a few steps ahead and sits. Below, the rippling surface of a puddle reflects Kat's dark gray fur and yellow eyes. The other animals approach, looking mournfully at the sea monster. Capybara joins Kat, then Dog and Lemur. They all sit side by side, gazing into the puddle. Lemur and Capybara look at Kat with concern. Kat nuzzles Capybara. The scene goes black. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written and voiced by Liz Gutman. Credits. Directed by Gins Zilbalodis. Screenplay by Gins Zilbalodis, Matisse Kaja. Produced by Matisse Kaja, Gins Zilbalodis, Ron Dyens, Gregory Zalkman. Director of Animation, Leo Sili Pellissier. Music by Gins Zilbalodis, Rihard Sayoup. Sound design by Gorwal Koik Galas. Re-recording mixer, Philippe Charbonnel. Art direction, cinematography, and editing, Gins Zilbalodis. Script adaptation by Ron Dyens. Credits continue. Copyright Dreamwell Studio, Sacre Bleu Productions, Take 5. In a view level with the surface of a vast body of water, a golden sun hangs low over the horizon. The water gently swells and recedes, occasionally hiding the sun from view. In the distance, several spiky fins appear, gliding just above the surface, backlit by the sun. The fins glide past, giving way to a flat, forked tail that slips beneath the waves. The scene goes black.